Welcome back to another episode of Just One Fern. Lucas and I here do a whole lot of talking about a whole lot of nothing, and Lucas has figured out a way to speed up the aging process.
Aaron, it's rapid.
He's now 90.
It's rapid. I won't be here next week.
you took a pill. You chose the wrong pill.
I took the pill that made you older. Mm-hmm. I was trying to take a pill that made me younger.
Yep.
By exactly 45 years.
Yes.
Which also would not have gone well. I actually clocked out there.
Unborn.
I would have gone right back into my father's sack.
God.
Just a twinkle in his eye.
Mm-hmm.
But my back's out.
Your back is gone.
My back is out. Mm-hmm. I am officially very old. This is why I look how I look.
You can't sit down normally.
I can't. And even this, I'm scared.
Yeah. You need we honestly need to get you one of those things that flips you over. You know what I mean? Where you flip someone upside down.
Like a dom?
Yeah, kind of. Sure.
What do you mean?
No, I'm talking about one of those things that you lay down on and you flip yourself. It stretches your back.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I have one at home.
Bring it. Go get it.
Can't. Syracuse. Far away.
Oh, shit.
You're closer than I am.
I am.
Just saying.
So, yeah. So, now my desk area, I had to turn into a standing desk. I took every book I own, mm-hmm. and my keyboard and my mouse are now up. And I'm strutting while I'm working.
Yeah, it's not good.
Nope.
Bad news bears for you.
I am the team of bad news bears before the coach comes in and makes them, feel good about themselves.
Right. Right.
That's me right now.
Wow.
And each of my spinal pieces is one of those.
They're shifted. Oh, they're all shifted.
They are.
Your spine right now is like a nerd's rope.
Yeah. And someone's biting.
Yeah.
Someone's hungry.
I don't know. I don't know how to help you.
But I found out during the Super Bowl that when I sit on a stool, it's not so bad.
Mm. Which is crazy. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Your back is not supported in the slightest.
And it's way better.
Yeah. I don't get it. That's why I'm I don't know how to help you.
Nobody does. And nobody will. I'm just going to suffer until my back breaks. And then mm-hmm. I'm going to wheel in everywhere.
Well, I'm here for you.
Thank you.
It sucks.
Super Bowl was crazy, though.
Super Bowl was fun. Usher killed it.
Usher was really good.
He was really good.
My dad gave Usher a lot of hate, mm-hmm. and I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. He was like Michael Jackson.
He was Michael Jackson.
He was just doing Michael Jackson.
Imagine that. Imagine you get to be Michael Jackson in front of the whole world mm-hmm. for a night.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I would.
He gets to moonwalk. He gets to dance. Gets to roller skate.
That was sick.
Yeah.
Pretty
cool. I wanted a roller skate.
Me too.
Yeah.
The only thing I was missing was a burger, a hot dog, a Sonic uniform.
Yeah. That'd have been awesome if he came out in a Sonic uniform. He has one of those blasts, the Sonic blasts.
What were those?
They're the ice cream. They're McFlurries or
they call them blasts.
Yeah, blasts. Which it is a blast eating them. I will say that. It is a blast eating them. I do kind of miss Sonic. That was my go-to treat.
You're a Sonic boy.
It was 2 feet away from my apartment.
Oh, how do you not?
Well, we didn't grow up with it, so we never had it. And then I moved down to the South, and it was everywhere. So
dude,
it's right on the corner. I'm going.
New fast food chain?
Yeah.
I'm in.
I'm always in.
I will milk that until it's cheese.
Yes, correct.
And I'm happy to.
God, but I've eaten too much dairy over the past few days because
you've been
everything
big
that I
on
made
dairy.
For the Super Bowl. I didn't realize how much dairy I made. I made a lot of dairy.
There's
a lot of dairy.
You know what you're doing.
No, I like
you're
after
an evil
I
genius
made,
with dairy.
After I made the corn queso, I was like, I should have done less cheese. I was like, this is really a lot. But it was good. I thought everything was good. I liked that everyone enjoyed it.
And guess what?
What?
You left it out. What happened?
More people ate it.
People kept going in.
Yeah, people kept eating it. And there was only a tiny bit left. And I ate the last part next day. It was two bites.
Of the chicken dip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And I just ate it the next day. It was great.
What have you been eating since then? Just dip?
Just dip. I'm full of dip.
This man is made of dip.
I'm full of dip and cream.
And love.
And yeah, love. Yeah, sure. Made by myself.
From the Dipsdale Dipodome. Dimsdale Dipodome.
The Dipodome. Yes. God, a new dip has been created for the Dipodome.
I'm so excited.
Corn queso.
It's so
fantastic.
Good. You don't have any of that left, do you?
Yeah, I have a lot of it left.
Hmm.
Please have some, because there's a ton, and I will eat it, and then I will regret eating it.
I can see the look in your eyes. You want it.
Well, of course I want it, but I need to not have it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's very different. Of course
I want it. You look like Frodo talking about destroying the ring.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to be Frodo, but in this instance, I am. And then the dip is my brush.
And then it was like, I was like, I could help carry the load.
Yeah.
And you were like,
yeah. I wish we were going to that Lord of the Rings orchestra thing tonight.
I get that ad every day.
Yeah.
And then I look at the prices and they are higher. It's
way too high, dude.
Ridiculous.
It's at Radio City. I get that. But like also, we're seeing a movie with an orchestra. Like, what are we doing? You know what I mean?
Maybe next year.
Maybe. Maybe when they do the Two Towers, we'll go to that one.
This one is the Two Towers, isn't it?
No, I thought it was the first one.
I think it was the first one last year.
Is it the Two Towers?
I think so.
Oh, fuck.
I shouldn't have said anything.
We should have splurged.
Anyway.
Oh, well. Yeah, the Super Bowl was great. It was actually not great. It was like one of the most boring games of football I've ever watched in my life. It just happened to go to overtime, which made it exciting.
Yeah, which fun. I mean, I had a lot of fun at the end.
It was fun. Yeah, yeah.
It was the first time I drank in a while. That was really fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun for me.
I liked that. I feel like I'm drinking way less in February.
Yeah,
I drank for everyone in January.
Yeah, so
and now I'm drinking like
you drank for February
way
you.
Less. Like I think that was the first time I've like actually drank in a while.
How'd you like it? Was it nice to cut back?
It's been nice to not drink a lot. Mm. Just to be like, all right, I just need water, dude. Yeah. Sometimes you just need water. Sometimes you just need to hydrate. But yeah, it wasn't even because like I felt like I needed to stop. It was just like, I just don't want to right now. Yeah. Like you ever have that moment where you're like,
oh, yeah.
I don't want to have a beer.
Like you go for it and then you're
but
like,
right now.
Hey, brother.
I do.
Yeah. Motorboaters.
It's what happens when you do the pod. You got to have a beer.
I won $30.
You did?
On that game.
Yeah, yeah. I won nothing.
No, you didn't.
Big sad for me. But luckily, my bet was just returned to me.
Oh.
Because it was the over. I bet the over. So I had to be over 47 points. Guess what the final score was?
It's 46.
No, 47.
It was 47?
It was 47. Exactly. But it had to be over.
Oh, okay.
And then
okay,
other people bet the under, so it had to be under 47. So the fact that it was exactly 47, all bets were voided, and we got our money back.
That's a win.
Which I guess that's a win. That's way better than losing it. So, yeah.
You had a better time watching the game, and you didn't lose your money. You kidding me?
That's true. That's a big win.
It's a big one.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was like, we're going to overtime. We're going to get it. And then I realized that the touchdown itself, I remembered, it's not 7 points. I was like, oh, we just need a field goal and a touchdown. Because then that's 10.
Right.
And that gets it. And I was like, wait a minute. They score the touchdown, game's over. And that's only 6 points. So that was fucked. But that's okay. That's fine. It's fine. Better luck next year. But I also just didn't care about the Super Bowl.
Nobody.
I didn't care this year. I was like, okay, the Chiefs are the new Patriots, so I don't give a shit. I don't want them to win. I don't want them to win.
Did you?
Nope.
Did you feel, and I know you didn't really want to bring this up, but I noticed it. Hmm. I think Taylor has the ick already.
I thought she had the ick.
Like bad. Like she was patting him.
Yeah.
Okay, you pat a dog. You don't pat your boyfriend, your long-term boyfriend.
I was like, I didn't think that the patting was the ick. I thought that when he was screaming Viva Las Vegas on the stage and they panned to her, she's kind of like...
Yeah, she wasn't excited about it.
She did not like it. Also, there's this funny video she posted. They're at the club and Taylor brought her parents. Like she was like, I thought this was a family event, which I thought was funny. But is there some underlying meaning?
Oh, yeah.
It's Taylor Swift. I'm assuming that there's multiple entendres.
Oh, yes. Entendre.
Double or triple.
Or even quadruple.
Could be a quadruple entendre. Like a quadruple kickflip.
Dude, we're good at
skate.
Those. And skate.
We are. That's how we end the behind-the-scenes videos. We're playing skate.
I saw.
Behind-the-scenes videos out now. You can watch it.
Please watch it.
Please watch it.
It's us making an album in a day.
Yes.
That is wild. We make a whole album and it's an entertaining video. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Aaron did an amazing job editing.
Thank you.
Go watch it.
Watch it.
It's out.
It's very fun. It's a fun time.
Yeah.
And it's not boring in the slightest. And you can put it on and have a good time. That's like perfect 30. It's like a 30 minute show.
Yeah.
It's you're just putting on a sitcom episode. That's all.
Yeah.
It
might
is.
As well watch us make music. And then you can watch us make it and then go listen to it and be like, okay.
Yeah. Exactly. I know what happened. Everything is linked in the description. You can go watch or listen to the album immediately afterward.
Mm-hmm.
And then Yeah. Great.
If you want, pause this now, go watch it, come back.
Yes, and let us know what your favorite part is, because I would like to know. And let us know what, you know, songs you enjoyed. Let us know if you got through Fast Cars. That'd be good to know. Yeah, let us know. I think it was great. I thought,
Aaron,
it was a very fun time.
I was listening to the first song on it today, and your scream. I mean, maybe it was the first or the third song. One of Max's.
The first song, I scream.
You scream in the right ear.
Yeah.
Fantastic Thank job. You. That was Thank an you. Amazing scream. I listened, I'm like, wow.
It was guttural.
Wow.
It came from the, you turn it on, Wilson.
Wow.
It came from the depths
great
of my
scream.
That was good. Thank that was you. Good. You're doing good Owen Wilson when your back hurts.
Well, his nose is fucked up. So. Kind of back's fucked up. Your nose God. Is fucked up.
Yeah, I can't even do it. It's wow. very. It's good. That was really good.
Thank you.
You got to hone that in. Hone that in.
Dude, I'm about to crash a wedding.
Yeah.
I'm going to crash my cousin. I'm not going to crash that wedding.
You're not. You're invited.
I'm the best
You're
man.
The best man.
I can't really crash
it's
that
very
one.
Different. Very, very different.
Anyway, Yeah, so that was good. It's a lot of fun. I think it's one of our more, not succinct, but like it feels a bit more polished. If that makes
yeah,
sense.
We're honing in.
Yeah, we're honing.
As we get more into the album in a days and we start, you know, coming up with more ideas, we're getting better at it. Like, I feel like this time around, the music wasn't even our main focus, at least not for me. I was like, all right, we need to get video of this. Now that, like, we kind of have that already set up. Like, that was our first time trying it. Like, we kind of know what's going to go into it. We know things to work on, things to edit, like, or prepare for. And so we'll be able to do that for the next one. And then, yeah, I don't know. I think there's, we had a good foundation that we set last time, and we're only going to build upon that more.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And we are.
Yeah. And I think
we're little Bob the Builders. And the music's getting better.
Yeah.
We're better at everything all the time.
I have to start doing like gibberish more.
When you're singing?
Yeah. Because that's how I wrote the So Far Gone. I did the whole thing gibberish.
And then
I show it in the video. Yeah, I'm not singing real words.
In the song? In the recording?
And in the behind the scenes, when I record myself singing gibberish.
Oh.
And then I kind of matched the words I picked to my gibberish.
Yeah. That's how I write songs.
It's
I sing gibberish. I love it.
It's a fantastic, efficient way to do it, honestly, because you have your melody down. So, and then you
just
kind of
throw in any word you want.
As long as you have like vowels, you can be like, all right, how can I match these vowels to a word?
That's exactly how I write all of my songs. Anyway.
That's perfect. I love
it.
And
I love it. Because I remember you always told me you would, you write the word with the melody, with a note.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. With either the note or like the specific rhythm to like make it fit. Well, it's hard.
It is hard. It's a very difficult thing.
I have such a hard time. Like, if I really want a word to work, and if it doesn't fit, I kind of give up on it.
Yeah. Which sucks.
Because, like, lots of times I'll write a really good line. I'm like, how the hell do I fit this in? You know who's really good at that? Charlie Puth.
Yeah.
He's like, he'll just say a phrase and be like, oh, that would be a good hook. And I'm like, how? And then he does it. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? How'd you come up with that?
Stop. Let me have some of the money.
Yeah, literally. I don't understand how he does it. He's a brilliant musician and underrated, in my opinion, just because he's a big TikTok guy now.
I got to check out more. This is one of my resolutions. Once I'm through with my album poster, which I will be soon enough.
Mm-hmm.
I want to check out more current artists.
Oh,
I want to make. I'm gonna make the dive into music that matters today.
I feel like I should make you my own poster, my own essentials music poster, popular music poster.
It would help
2000 through today.
It would help a lot.
Popular music.
I want to do 2020 on.
Oh, just in the most recent
just
4 years.
Recent, yeah.
The 4 years since you've been out of college.
Correct.
Yeah.
Stuff that's like going on. So I'm like, because I want to.
Kind of in the loop.
I
want to
be in
the loop.
I want to be in the loop.
You're out of the loop right now. You want to be in the loop.
Right. I can see the loop. I'm next to the loop. I can touch the loop.
Mm-hmm.
It smells nice.
Yes.
But I'm not in it.
You're outside the roundabout. I'm at the Arc de Triomphe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right. You're standing in there. And you're come on.
Yeah. I'm like, come on. We'll just run across. Nobody's going to hit you.
And I'm like, yeah, I've tried to get in before. I've gotten hit a couple times. That's why my back's out.
My back hurts. I can't run across. It's like, what? I can't help you.
Yeah.
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 But something that we did on Saturday, which was awesome, was we went pizza hunting.
It sounds so much like pizza hunting.
Yeah, I know.
We went pizza hunting.
We went pizza hunting, which honestly,
also
great, could be a great series. That we go to every series. Pizza Hut. Did you see Eddie's video where he ate at every Margaritaville in the U.S.?
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
That was sick. That's a great idea for a video.
How many? There aren't as many as I thought.
No, no. I mean, there's a lot.
Yeah.
But not as many as you'd think.
Damn.
That, well, he did that. He also did every Rainforest Cafe. Have you seen that one?
Yes. It's incredible. But we do all the Pizza Huts.
Yeah, we do. What if we do all the
sit-down Pizza Huts?
In the U.S.?
Yeah. Or in New York. We do all in New York because there's a lot.
There's so many. I think if we do New York.
If we did every Pizza Hut in New York.
I would do that.
Yeah. Well, did you like my idea of doing a, like, we pick an artist and we drive to them? And we write along the way, like we see how many artists we can hit in one day.
Like we do, one run.
Like I know that, for example, like Drixie is in Cleveland. What we drive to Cleveland to get him to do a song with us. And we're like writing, we set up cameras in the car and we write and record as much as we can while we're driving.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be so much
fun. I would love that. I think that'd be a great.
That'd be awesome.
Album and road trip in a day.
I think that could be like the video.
That blows
you know what I mean? I think that would
blow up.
Like people would be like, they're writing this across while they're driving.
While they're driving?
Great idea. Great idea. Cheers. Me.
Go me.
Go me. Cole had a very funny joke during the Super Bowl where there should be a Woody pole doll of me where I go, where it's like, lock in.
Oh, yeah. Just phrases.
Go me.
Electric.
Like Buzz. Yeah.
That's Flidge.
When Buzz is like to infinity and beyond, when they have to press the button on his chest.
I had a Buzz Lightyear.
I didn't know I had so many catchphrases.
And I love it about you.
Thank you. Thank you. And you know, lots of people think it's some Flidge, but it's not.
Dude, it's Flidge.
No, it's not Flidge.
No, it's not some Flidge. It's Flidge.
It's Flidge.
Like it's good Flidge. Like it's good Flidge.
Yeah. It's good Flidge.
It's all about inflection, Flidge.
But pizza.
Yeah, so
we didn't
go
pizza hunting.
We went pizza hunting.
And
we found a lot of really great pizza.
We found a lot of good pizza. We went to six places? No, five? Five places. Went to five places, and we kind of realized that, of course, like everything in the world that has ever existed, Lucas and I are on the opposite ends.
Always.
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 I don't know.
And this one wasn't at all planned.
No. So a lot of times I'll kind of pick a side because I want to antagonize you or you to me.
Mm-hmm.
And this just happened.
This just naturally. It was just like we like different types of pizza.
And that I was surprised, but it kind of makes sense. Here's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
You and Dave get pizzas sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not always the biggest fan of them. I don't know how you feel about them.
The pizzas, here's the thing. I just will eat pizza and I will enjoy it. And I don't really question it that much. Unless it's really bad.
I agree with that. Yeah.
I usually don't. But because we were going to try them.
Yeah, then
I was zoned in.
Yeah,
I was locked in.
You're locked
in. I was
like,
I need to eat this pizza and I need to rate it. I need to make sure it's, I'm giving it a fair try.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that because we started on one that I didn't like that much.
Yeah, that kind of set the tone.
It set the tone. And I was like, okay, now I'm trying to find one better.
I really
whereas
like
you
that
were
first place.
Comparing a lot of things to the first they're
way.
Worse than that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That first one, I was that cheese, man.
See, I was chasing the high. You had already experienced the high.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So for me, it was like a wow and then a come down.
Yeah.
And something I've noticed though is things will taste way better to me on an empty stomach.
Oh, for sure.
I think that's probably just true for most people.
I was so happy. I just that's all I had that day. It's pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza, pizza, pizza.
Yeah, I ran into Michael.
It's Little Caesars. Pizza, pizza, pizza.
He's like, have you only eaten pizza today? And I was like,
yeah, dude.
You were there.
You saw me only eat pizza.
And then he pulled out something to eat. I'm like, dog.
Dude, what?
I know how much pizza you ate.
He ate just as much as us, if not more. Because he stopped at the dollar stop.
Yeah, he did the dollar one. But I finished one of his.
Oh. We also I only did one have, but you guys were having some.
We were having some.
which was wild, by the way. We just bought a pair of scissors and we're chopping up slices of pizza in line. Like, we just pull out a pair of scissors and we're cutting it in front of everybody.
I pulled that.
I would love to see. I didn't notice if anybody knew, like any of the chefs knew, but I would love to see them look at it and be like,
come on, dude.
What the hell?
You can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I did see at Joe's, there were these two girls that were sitting outside the window. They were definitely looking at you guys cutting it.
We're weird.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I'm okay with it. I don't mind the attention.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't mind it.
That's fair. But I got you on Belly. I had four invites. And I invited y'all, which is awesome. I love that spot. It's like how I find every restaurant that I want to go to.
Really?
Yeah, it's how I pick because they're all ranked. There's a million rankings. There's a million lists. And you can there's so many profiles you can check, see what people rated it.
Right.
And I think it's for actual people that really enjoy food.
See, that's great. That's what I want. And I like is that it's not like, rated out of 1 to 10. It's like, did you like it? Did you not care? Or did you dislike it?
Yes. And then you rank it based on everything else you've had.
Right, right. Is it better than this? Yes. Is it better than this? Is it better than this?
Like, it's basically asking you, which would you rather go to of these two places?
Which is ridiculous.
And I like that.
And I love it.
Yeah.
I got Cassie on it. I sent it to her today.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yesterday.
It's the best.
And I love that for dates, too.
Dude, it's a great spot to pick out date spots.
Yeah. I know me and Cassie will be consulting.
That's where I found the Amaza Cafe. Amaza's Cafe. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's amazing. And it is an Italian place. It doesn't sound like it, but it's an Italian
place. Amaza's?
It's something like that. I cannot pronounce it, so I'm not going to even keep trying. Okay. But I know that it's a fantastic Italian place. You got
to
go.
I'd love
at some
to.
Point. It is expensive.
I'll take myself.
But if you have a special little date you're going to go on with Cassie, it's a good spot.
I'd love to take Cassie. I love that woman.
They have these little after dinner shots kind of things that are they're supposed to help you digest. Yeah, they're awesome.
Oh, so it's really
good. And I
got
an orange one and it was so good.
Orange cello.
Something like that, yeah.
Yo-Yo Ma's
cello. But they had a different name for it. I don't know what it was. Some Italian name. But it was great. But you liked the first place, which was what, Rosa's?
Yep.
Rosa's, you enjoyed it because you, again, and this is where we've always differed, which is fair because we grew up on two different kinds of sauces.
Mm.
Mine has a little sweetness in it.
Yeah, you like the sweetness.
Yours, no sweet.
I don't like the sweet.
Right. So that's why I think from the beginning we were doomed to never be on the same team.
Yeah, that pretty much puts us as arch enemies in the Italian world.
Yes. Which is crazy because I know so many people that do put sugar in it, and a lot of people that do not.
Yeah.
It's very divided.
I feel like it's a 50-50
thing. It's a very divided thing. Because, and honestly, again, I'm not usually picky. I don't care. But since we were trying it on purpose to rate it, I had to be more stiff.
Well, no, you got to go with something, man. I'm with you. I will eat a pizza. Pizza's a pizza.
Yeah.
You know?
But I hated Scars. Scars was bad.
Wow.
I did not like Scars.
I loved Scars a lot.
And Scars is supposed to be
apparently,
according to Michael, it's one of the best in the city. Wrong. I disagree.
See, that's how I felt about Lindustry. That was
Lindustry
fine.
Was real good.
Fine.
But Finney and Joe's were my favorites.
I like Finney and Joe's a
which
lot.
Which is, I guess Finney is our midpoint for
Yeah,
you
Finney's
and I.
We kind of agree. That was just really, really good.
Which
pizza.
Is great. I would. That's kind. You know, it's only in Williamsburg. We can go back there. That's so nice.
We can. However, here's my only thing about it is it's not traditional pizza.
Mm.
And that's what I don't
that's
like
fair.
About it.
That's fair. I mean, the traditional cheese was close enough, I thought.
Close enough, but it wasn't.
I thought the cheese was amazing on
cheese
that.
Was amazing. Were they Parm on there?
No, they had some Parm, dude. Yeah.
Dude, Parmesan. Yeah. Farmer John's.
However,
Parmesan.
I agree with you that Lindustry was overrated.
Very overrated.
It was good. I liked it.
It was burnt, man.
We waited for, an hour? I walked 2 miles.
Yeah, we waited.
And got back, and you guys still weren't in.
You were pissed about how long we had to wait for Scars, too.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. I just wanted to sit down because we had just, again,
yeah,
I had
right.
walked so much that day.
Yeah, and that's not good for you.
I need to sit down. And I just didn't like that the...
That's so funny. You sitting down helps you?
Yes. No,
or it's laying down?
What, for my back? Or my
for,
everything?
For anything.
It's usually laying down. But right. I had been standing for so long that everything was hurting.
Right.
And I was like,
right,
I know I can't lay down right
you
now,
gotta
but I got to do something. But yeah, I think that... The cheese, in my opinion, kind of changed the game on a lot of the pies. because
yeah, cheese was huge.
I did notice that for most of the places, the crust was pretty good. I didn't mind the crust basically everywhere we went. I wasn't like, oh, this is bad crust. Like,
really?
It was all fine.
I could rank them easy.
Because it was like, as long as they didn't have a lot of flop, I was good.
Rose's had a bit too much flop. They were the floppiest crust.
They were the floppiest, yeah. For sure. Yeah. But I love the crunch, and I liked the cheeses. That's kind of how I ranked most of the things. Because the sauce, I knew right away if I liked or didn't. The cheese, I had to take more time with.
Mm.
Yeah. That's what I, you know, that's what made me choose one or the other.
God, I love cheese.
Yeah, me too, dude.
Good cheese.
Just think of the amount of cheese we've had this weekend.
So much, and it's so good.
It's so delicious.
Dude, a good cheese can sell a pizza.
Yeah.
A good cheese can make a bad pizza good.
For sure, yeah.
Good crust can make a bad piece of pizza, like, edible.
God, you're right.
Like, pretty good.
However,
I think good crust can take a good pizza and make it great to amazing.
Wow.
Whereas good cheese can't make it a 10. I think crust is the final factor.
That's high praise.
It's my opinion. You can walk that to the bank, cash it, or I can write you a check if you'd like. If you want, I can do that.
God, we should do a pizza making day.
I love that.
Where we all compete.
No, I'm gonna lose.
Where we all? No, you won't.
To Michael.
I think I could beat him.
Okay, now I want to do it. For your competition.
The only way I'd have fun is if I was trying to beat you.
You wouldn't have fun just making a pizza?
No, I would. But if we're doing a competition, I'm going to be in the competition. You know what I mean? I'm going to compete.
That's fair.
But if we're just making pizzas for fun, yeah. Let's do it.
We're just making pizzas for fun, yeah.
Let's do it.
No, I'll compete. I'm down to compete.
I've made my cheeseburger pizza. That thing's banging.
That thing is banging.
That's my mom used to make it all the time. Delicious.
Fine, no, I'll compete. I'll compete for sure.
Yeah.
We're going to let you know. I don't know how we're going to cook them all at the same time, but my mom also has a great pizza recipe.
Whoa.
And I would steal it.
Like just normal pizza?
She does a square pizza.
Oh.
Kind of a...
Like Detroit?
Kind of a grandma style.
Oh, okay.
You ever have a grandma slice?
Yeah, grandma slice.
Yeah. It's like a whole pie of that.
Yeah, damn. I like that. Dude, I just love pizza. Can I not just love pizza? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why is everybody like, oh, what's your favorite piece of pizza? And I'm like, all right, if you ask me, I'll give you one. However, I just want, if you say, let's get a slice, I don't care where we're going. Let's go get a slice.
I'll say it. A Hawaiian slice is good.
I agree.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Sweet and salty.
It's a sweet
thing.
And
you don't like that usually.
No, normally I don't. I was very apprehensive the first time I had one, and it won me over.
I'm actually stunned that you like it.
Me too. But I'm glad we can agree on that.
Because
it's still pizza.
Listen, if you give me a piece of pizza, it's going in my mouth.
Yeah.
I don't care what's on it. I will eat it.
Me too.
Just gonna eat it. And I don't care.
And I will love it.
Yes.
And I will appreciate it. I will praise it.
Yes.
And I will be very excited for, you know, whatever comes next from that. Mm-hmm. From the life cycle of this pizza with me.
Yes, and it's going to be rough.
It might be, but it's love. That's love,
it's
man.
It's love. It's love. God, I want pizza so bad right now. I want it again so bad.
I want it now.
They were all so good.
And then we got it again the next day for the Super Bowl. And then I ate it again the next day.
I didn't have pizza on the Super Bowl day. I only ate dip. And
well, yeah, you gotta eat what you made.
Yeah, weenies and dip, I did.
Right.
God.
I know. I didn't want to say anything.
They were good.
Oh.
You didn't like them?
A little burnt.
Yeah, that was great.
You like the burnt?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm not as into the burnt.
I was a big fan of the burnt.
Okay.
I want them crispy.
I love weenies. I'm not complaining. I had a lot of weenies.
You ate a lot of weenies, which I'm glad.
I had quite
which is
a
why
few
I'm
weenies.
Stunned that you said they're too burnt because you were digging it.
Well, to me, it's like the weenies, like if you have pigs in a blanket, like it's kind of like pizza. Right. I'm going to eat them. And they're always really good and much appreciated.
Right.
So I really appreciated it.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
It was a good time. But let us know what you guys had for the Super Bowl and what your favorite New York spots are, because I would like to go to more.
Yeah.
We got to go. We got to see what the old Davey Portnoy one bite guy, his top spots.
He's got top spots for sure.
We should go to those as well.
I honestly, I feel like he's got both of our best interests in mind.
That's how with I pizza feel about for that. Sure. Yeah.
With pizza for sure. Yeah. Oh, with only with pizza.
Only with pizza, yeah.
Everything else, no. Absolutely not.
Yeah. But yeah, pizza for sure. Anyway, well, that's all that we got for today. Thank you all for watching. Send Lucas your best wishes. I'll let you know if he and witches, honestly, if anyone can cure him, let us know. Also, send me one. I'd love a cure.
Yeah, we have a GoFundMe right now for our health.
It's called Help. Mm-hmm. SOS by the Jonas Brothers and Rihanna.
All those words have dashes in the middle if you want
correct.
To look
yeah,
up
it's all dash, dash, dash. Some have backslash, but that's for you to figure out.
Yeah, no, we're not going to say that.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that's all we got.
And it is.
And I accept that from you. Thank you all for listening. We will see you next week.